Well, yeah, this is interesting, and it's perfect for the day before our Detroit NFL draft and all the festivities that we will embrace and enjoy, and you'll hear all about and follow on WJR morning, noon, and night. Somebody, Kim sent this along, and I went through it too quickly, but it's talking about the statement that the teams are making, and some of the teams, we're not the only team that decided to change our uniforms. They talk about Dallas and saying there was a necessary change, they really needed it, whatever. I don't pay attention to them too much, but I'm paying attention to our Detroit Lions, and they say that our Detroit Lions, in terms of those who have announced and revealed their new uniforms, have the most aesthetically pleasing uniforms. They say here, over the last few years, the historically downtrodden Lions became one of the league's darlings and came a score away from a Super Bowl appearance. They've now turned things around in another way, too. The Lions will now look even sharper when they hit the field in 2024. It says here, while the white jerseys didn't change too much, swapping in a blue face mask for the incumbent silver one is the type of subtle refurbish that makes a big difference. That same helmet will be worn with the home blues, which got a makeover as well, replacing the silver numbers with fresh white ones, a nice touch, and the stripes borrow from the Ford Mustang, a loving nod to the city's auto industry. Which leads us to Ted Ryan, the archive and heritage brand manager at Ford, and Ford's role that you might not have realized in the new Lions uniform. And it's going to all be on display for the world to see tomorrow. Ted Ryan, welcome back to the Focus Show with Paul W. Smith.
Thanks for having me on. This is an exciting and interesting topic. It's not one that you see every day where Nike, the design, and let's get it out there out front. Nike designed the uniforms. Ford didn't. The Lions didn't. Lions had say, obviously.
Right.
But it was the Nike designers. But I love the fact that they went back to the DNA of two of the great automobiles in Ford history and Detroit history, the Bronco and the Mustang, for some of their design cues that they would then turn around and incorporate back into these amazing new uniforms.
Now, is this, you say Nike and Nike design. Where did the Fanatics play a role here?
That one I'm not quite sure on. I just know the Nike component of it.
Okay.
Where
and I would hope that they would have asked either Sheila or I would have hoped they would have asked for some input or some ideas.
Oh, there was definitely input from the Lions side onto the design of the uniforms. But the actual physical design takes place in the Nike design studios. But you mentioned the Mustang and the piping in the sleeves. It's the classic 1964 and a half Mustang with its vertical lines and its beautiful stylized curves that form part of the inspiration and that would frame in the sleeves and frame in the numbers. Interestingly, the Lions Honolulu blue was never a Ford car color. Ford had plenty of different car colors, but the Nike designers looked at some of the colors of the Bronco, and particularly in the mid-90s when Barry Sanders was roaming the field, as ways to highlight the Honolulu blue and bring it to life in a different pattern. And then one of my favorite touches is William Clay Ford, that had a very stylized signature and a very dapperly dressed gentleman to boot. So he had a William Clay Ford logo on the inside of his jackets that was there. That same William Clay Ford logo is incorporated in to the design of the jerseys behind the neck. So it's the little Easter eggs, and it's the little nods to the team history, and it's linked back to Detroit.
And even a nod to Dan Campbell, who, of course, played for the Lions from 2007-2008 when they had a black alternate. He made a cheeky little agreement with team president Rod Wood, quote, "We win the division, I'll bring the black jerseys back," Wood told him. And lo and behold, the Lions won. And now there's a black alternative.
They're back, and that was one of the most fun things about the reveal of the jerseys was and bringing back that black one. We used a Mustang Dark Horse and Shadow Black to help unveil the alternate black jersey, which was wildly cheered by the fans there. You know, what I loved about that is it just shows you the optimism about the Lions. You just addressed it earlier, the downtrodden franchise. Well, they a play away from the Super Bowl, and the optimism that's in the air, and you can almost feel that optimism with the reveal of these new jerseys as people are looking for reasons to celebrate the team and the city.
Absolutely, and we have lots of reasons to celebrate. It is the new Detroit Lions, and we are very excited, and excited for that not just the new Lions, but the new Lions uniforms. What do you have planned? What's on the docket for you, Ted Ryan, for the draft tomorrow, starting tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
I am going to be taking my 22-year-old football-obsessed son to the draft all 3 days. I don't have any special tickets. I just got the generic available-to-everyone tickets, but we will be down at Hart Plaza and Campus Martius. So he's a Falcons fan, though. I'm going to warn you. So if you see somebody walking around with a Falcons jersey.
You're the archive and heritage brand manager at Ford, and he's a what?
He's an Atlanta Falcons fan. I'll be wearing the Lions jersey. He'll be wearing a Falcons Julio Jones jersey. But it's just the excitement. And I flew back from Los Angeles on Sunday. I was at Fabulous Ford's, a huge Ford event. And half of the plane coming back from L.A. was filled with people in NFL jerseys and logos. So the city of Detroit is going to, I think, be surprised by exactly how many people are coming to town this weekend.
Oh, I think, it's funny because I think people try to hedge their bets. I've heard people say anywhere from 300,000 to 600,000. That's a big spread.
It's a big spread. I'm actually already game planning ahead how I'm going to get down there and back.
Well, everybody
what is
should.
Parking going to look like? Yeah, so but it's going to be exciting. And the reveal of the uniforms last Thursday sort of kicked off to me the entire week that's going to culminate. And all these visitors to Detroit, and thank goodness, I heard you say on the weather right before I came on, the temps are going to edge back up closer to the 70s by the weekend. Let's not have all these visitors to Detroit think it's a cold and dreary city.
Right.
So let's get some nice weather and celebrate the NFL, which is the most popular sporting product on the planet, it feels like.
Yeah, this is a great time for Detroit. It's a great time for our Lions and a great time for an archivist and heritage brand manager for Ford. And that would be you, Ted. So congratulations. Have fun with your son. Try to convert him. And just have a great time. I know you will, and you'll be among all kinds of people having a great time. Thank you so much
for having me on today.
Oh, of course, Ted. Thank you so much. There's the rest of the story behind the new uniforms. And yes, it's contentious when there are people who don't like change. B, there are going to be people who don't like this or that about the uniforms, and that's just the way it is. But C, there are some people who are going to just love them and accept them for what they are. The new uniforms for the new Detroit Lions. It's all good. It's all good. As we continue, Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR. The place to be all day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Well, always.